Ah, 3 o'clock growl. What's up, Ebel? It's nice to be back. By the way, he mentioned, did you order stuff while you were out with COVID? And the truth is, I did not eat any sweets. I mean, I didn't eat a lot last week because of COVID, so I lost a couple of pounds. But the only thing I ordered was chicken soup. That's it. No donuts.
Where'd you get
no
the chicken
peanut
soup?
Butter cups, from a place called Factors, a deli.
No, Max Factors, yeah. Our Factors. Ed, Ben knows the guys that run that place.
Yeah, really, really good chicken soup. But that's the only thing. I did not go crazy during my week.
Hey, I know we're going to talk about the Rams here and the Raiders, but the Dodgers just put their lineup out, and you were saying how they're going to put a bunch of different guys in. They're not, at least not tonight.
No.
Betts, Turner, Freeman, Will Smith, Muncy, Gallo, Lux, Taylor, Bellinger, Kershaw pitching. So all this would basically be potentially a playoff game lineup. Yeah.
Well, I'll say this too.
No Justin Turner in the lineup for some reason.
Kershaw's going to throw tonight. You know, I think I want Kershaw to throw five innings. Julio threw six over the weekend. I don't want to see anybody go deep into games.
They won't. Dustin May was throwing a no-hitter after five, and they took him out.
Now, do you agree with that
Beckford.
Or not?
Beckford!
Yeah, Beckford!
Do you agree with it or not?
No,
given the fact
of course
that you're
I
tuning
don't.
Up for the postseason. No. All that matters is the postseason.
If I'm managing and you're throwing a no-hitter or a perfect game, I'm leaving you in.
Dude, you're on a pitch count. I need you October the 11th to be fresh and ready.
Yeah, I know. You wanted to pull Kershaw out of a perfect game.
I did.
Beckford!
It was the right thing to do.
Get Beckford in here!
Right thing to do. Bergman, would you have pulled Dustin May?
Yeah, I would have. As much as I would love to be on John's side of this. No, yeah, you have to because he'd been bad recently.
I am pro-greatness. You guys are you don't know what's going to happen.
We are about the postseason, not about the regular season.
Right. So then why pitch him at all in the regular season?
Well, because you've got to keep him fresh. You've got to keep him tuned up.
You've got to just throw him out for the first time all year. Be like, hey, here's the first game. You're playing
the
Mets.
No, but why not pitch him three innings instead of five?
Yeah, no.
They may wind up doing
pitch
that.
Count.
I mean, yeah, there's going to be a pitch count, a pretty strict. By the way, Travis Rogers did the Culture Pop podcast. You know, he once threw, I think he said, 149 pitches in a game when he was pitching at UCSB. 149
That's
pitches.
What I'm talking about.
Clearly no pitch count.
Nolan Ryan. Travis Rogers was the Nolan Ryan of UCSB.
Yes, he was.
Very exciting.
All right, so a lot of football over the weekend. The Trojans won, the Bruins won, the Rams won, the Raiders. I forget. What happened with the Raiders?
Well, they would have won if they just would have had one less minute in the game. We would have had that.
Yep.
It was very Raiders to go undefeated in the preseason and then come out 0-2 when the regular season starts. It's a minor setback, Mace. We will, as always, be in the Super Bowl when it happens. Where is the Super Bowl this year?
Glendale.
Glendale, Arizona.
Bergman, do we have tickets for that yet?
We sure do.
All right, good.
You have tickets for the Super Bowl.
For the Raiders going to the Super Bowl to face Tampa Bay.
Delusional. You people are delusional. So, I think, by the way, 0-2, do you think they're dead?
No, because most of the league is 1-1.
Yes. But yet you're ready to write off the Rams. You're not writing off the Raiders. You're ready to write off the Rams because of Super Bowl hangover.
I think that both the Rams and the Bengals look like teams that need more time. Let me put it that way. Rams, I'm worried about their offensive line. Well, Bengals don't even have an offensive line, but they lost another guard yesterday, the Rams did. It looks
Tremaine
like
Ancrum.
Their center, Brian Allen, is going to be out for another month, probably.
He was supposed to be 3 weeks, so I'm not sure. Maybe we'll see him. We'll see him in this next road trip.
What day are we talking to McVay, Bergman?
Usually Wednesdays.
Okay, so, you know, we can ask him. I do agree with what you said at the start of the show, Mace. You take these wins, and if you can, and McVay said after the game, boy, we got a lot of stuff we got to clean up. If that's true, and it is with the Rams, and you can get out of there with a win, you take it and run.
Yes.
And so they all
wasn't pretty, but win in advance, man.
Yep. And so I think that that's better. But the Arizona game is not a gimme. I think
not at all.
I think it'll be interesting. And either is the Niners game.
No.
What's interesting is
neither is the Cowboys game.
The Rams normally own the Cardinals, and the Niners normally own the Rams.
The Rams.
So something's got to give over these next 2 weeks. Hey, by the way,
what do you think the record is after this next 2 weeks?
I think they'll be 2-2.
Yeah, me too. 2-2. I think they beat Arizona and then pray for help with the Niners.
Yep.
Because they just seem to have our number.
And so will the Raiders. Raiders will be 2-2.
Unless it's right. The NFC Championship game, then we kick the 49ers' ass.
Which is what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Be at your best when your best is needed.
Yes. Yes. So, I have no panic about the Rams yet. I mean, I don't think they've played. They have obviously have not played a complete game. I thought the defense, particularly late in that game, giving up 17 points, the mistakes, the turnovers. Matthew Stafford, 2 interceptions. It is how many since he got to the Rams? Multi-interception games?
14. 14 of 22.
I mean, I guess that's just what you deal with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just part of the package is that he's a gunslinger and he's going to make mistakes.
Well, if you force turnovers, and the Rams normally do, as long as you keep that turnover battle close, you can get away with it.
That's why I think the Trojans are amazing. Trojans won over the weekend, beat Fresno State handily. It's a little bit fluky. Now, I think the Trojans can run the table. I think they can make the playoff. But right now their turnover plus minus is plus 10. They have 10 takeaways and no turnovers. Now, that will even out over time. It's an opportunistic defense that has made big plays at big moments, but ultimately that's going to even out to some degree. You're not going to play games turnover-free the way they have the first three
Although,
weeks.
Mace, in the Pete Carroll era, that was the constant. They won the turnover battle every year they were good. When they were competing for national championships, that was the number that jumped out at you, that their giveaway-takeaway numbers were always plus 15, plus 20. I think one year was almost plus 30. So it is something to keep an eye on. It's an important stat.
Yeah. So you were a very big fan of Herm Edwards at Arizona State.
Yeah,
I thought it would work. By the way, I was not a fan of it.
Well, let me ask you.
Herm's a fantastic guy.
Right, great guy. Does the hire the old guy and return to glory play ever work?
You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
Herm okay. started strong.
Yep.
And then it all petered out.
Yeah. And
I think hire the old guy and let him cook, the last time it worked was Dick Vermeil going back to the Rams.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I think every other time they've tried it, Herm, Joe Gibbs.
Even John Robinson.
John Robinson, yeah. It just going back to the old guy and turning back the clock very rarely works, and yeah. It didn't work at ASU.
And by the way, if I was ESPN, I'd put him right back on TV. He's so good on the air.
Yeah, probably. They
yeah,
probably
he's
will.
So good on the
Does
air.
It matter, do you think, if they go on probation? Because they're being investigated by the NCAA.
What can you possibly do to go on probation now? Guys are making millions of dollars. What could Herm have done?
Well, they apparently were doing it when it was illegal.
Yeah, I would say.
And the other thing they were doing was they were ignoring the dark periods. Like, there's dark periods where you can't have kids on campus, and they were just ignoring those. I mean, they broke some rules. Do you think it matters? I mean, if he goes on, like, they put Urban Meyer right back on TV as soon as he got fired in Jacksonville.
Did.
And
Herm
is better. Herm is better, way better on TV than Urban.
Totally agree. I don't think it matters. I mean, basically, Herm got busted for stuff that everybody's doing now.
Right.
So in retrospect, was it really that bad? Probably not, since now guys are getting paid. So I'm sure he bent the rules at a time when, you know, NIL wasn't necessarily acceptable. But at the same time, I don't think that's a reason to keep him off television.
No, I that's probably where he's heading.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
would think so.
And it'll be interesting to see where Arizona State's always described as a sleeping giant. That if
Is
you
it?
Could get the right coach in there, well, because the weather's great, you get to live in Phoenix. Now you're going to be in a Pac-12 that you could win. Because USC
right.
and UCLA are leaving, that's a good job for somebody. But
it's a really good job.
They've tried a whole bunch of, you know, they tried Dennis Erickson in there. They tried Todd Graham in there. They tried Herm. They've tried a bunch of guys. They just haven't been able to get it right.
Yes, sorry, I turned my mic off for a minute there.
I would raid Lincoln Riley's staff and take whoever his best assistant is. I would call immediately.
So you think Lincoln Riley's like Sean McVay? They showed that graphic yesterday. Sean McVay, Zach Taylor, Matt LaFleur, Kevin O'Connell, Brandon Staley, all from the Sean McVay tree. I don't know. He's the youngest coach in the NFL, and he's already got the I think he's got the biggest tree there is right now.
Right, and it just goes to show you that McVay is unafraid to kind of work together with other people. Like
he's not afraid to collaborate.
Like, you know, I love Phil Jackson.
Yep.
Has no coaching tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, even if you ask Steve Kerr, he'll say, well, I kind of learned more from Pop, although I have great respect from Phil. But if you look at Pop, he has I think Phil was a better coach than Pop. But
Papa's got a tree.
Yeah. And Sean McVay's got a really big tree. Like, you look at the Bill Belichick tree.
Yeah,
it stinks.
Work. Yeah.
You know, those guys from Romeo Crennel to Charlie Weiss to, you know.
Charlie Weiss.
They, like Josh McDaniel Bergman, who's coaching our Raiders, is now 11-19 as a head coach. He may not have it.
Well, I mean, was he in Denver,
yep.
right? So he was terrible there. He was supposed to change everything, and they looked good in the first half. That was actually a good first half, and then just changed everything up in the second half, and it was destruction.
I felt so bad. I was tweeting you yesterday, Greg.
I know, you did. You put up a picture of me.
I did. I put up a picture of Bergman.
It wasn't very kind of you.
No, it was
I was not enjoying that at that moment.
You were pretty angry there, so I was trying to taunt you a little bit. By the way, in the Mafia right now, there is a picture of a guy who bought an F Them Picks cup off of Etsy with Les Snead's face on it.
Excellent. Oh, I see it.
But do you think Les is getting money for it?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if you can let that go.
Well, I think it's somebody just probably made it on a 3D printer or something. There's an Uncle Leo picture from Seinfeld.
The Uncle Leo picture is amazing.
With Mason having with dark eyebrows, what you'll look like if you have gray hair and dark eyebrows.
That is rough. That is a terrible look. Terrible look. All right, coming up next for you, John. There is, and I find this story to be very inspirational, there is a 49-year-old college freshman playing football right now.
It's not too late for me.
Nope, you're still in the game. We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, what's going on? It's Football Monday. Everything happened over the weekend. Raiders lost. Rams won. USC won. UCLA lost.
UCLA did not lose.
I'm sorry. UCLA won. I'm sorry. They
How
did.
Dare you?
They tried to lose.
They tried to lose. It was South Alabama, for God's sake.
Hey, they're in the Sun Belt. Sun Belt was beating everybody.
There were
in front of 300
there.
Screaming UCLA fans.
By the way, is there a time when the Rose Bowl was completely full for a UCLA game?
When Jim Mora was the coach at UCLA, right before Chip Kelly.
Yep.
I was just reading about this today. UCLA led the Pac-12 in attendance, averaging 76,000 fans a game.
Wow.
They now average about 25. That's what happens twofold. When your team stinks, your coach isn't very charismatic, and most of all, when you schedule Bobos. They've scheduled three straight Bobos, and you can blame it a little bit on the fact that UCLA doesn't start school until this week.
Yep.
They start late. They start, actually, first classes are in October. So there's no students on campus yet, but still, that – Mace, look at the pictures from that game on Saturday. It was embarrassing. And I'll tell you what, USC's going the other way. I think that USC's going to get back to where Pete Carroll had it going when there were 90,000 in the Coliseum back in the day. I think that they are so fun. My next-door neighbor's a big USC fan, and she's been to both of these games, and she says it's back to when it was like with Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I mean, when I was out there for the Rice game, and remember, it was 120 degrees or whatever it was at that point, it still was a bigger crowd, a much bigger crowd than I expected. And there's such anticipation and excitement and edge-of-your-seat emotion with this particular team because the offense is so incredible. Man, Jordan Addison, I mean, they had two guys rush for 100 yards in this game.
I don't know how much you watched the game this past weekend, but I can think of, and you'll know what I'm talking about, there were at least three instances. Now, they probably went on to score anyway, but there were at least three instances where Caleb Williams had a wide-open receiver in the end zone and didn't see him.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's how potent those guys are.
Yeah, they're going to be really good. And I think if they beat Utah on the road, I think they're going to win get to the playoff. I won't say they're going to win the
– Yeah, I'm very high on them, too.
They're going to get to the playoff.
I think they're farther along than we thought they would be.
All right, so Ray Rushel is this guy's name. He is a defensive
lineman. Any relation
lineman.
To Rick Rushel, the old Giants pitcher?
No, it's a good callback, though. He has waited a long time for his college football experience. He is a 49-year-old freshman in his first season at North Dakota Army National Guard.
Okay.
North Dakota College of Science Wildcats. So here is him talking about his experience getting ready for his first college football game at the age of 49.
I want to live life. If I had the chance and I didn't take it, I would regret it. I had the chance, and I'm taking it, and I'm living life to the fullest. And I'm having a blast out here with everybody all out here playing with these young kids and actually being able to keep up. Surprising myself a lot, so.
So there he is, Ray Rushel. By the way, he is an active duty North Dakota Army National Guard member, and now he's at North Dakota College of Science Wildcats. And 49 is pretty incredible that he's – I mean, granted, it's a smaller program, but damn.
First of all, thank you, Ray, for your service. I think it's great that he's in the National Guard. Second of all, 49 is too old.
No!
If you're 29, Bergman – I'll buy it. Wasn't Chris Wienke like 28 when he started
26
at quarterback for Florida State? 49.
Did you see this guy? He looks like a badass.
You become at 49. You become the guy who can't quit going to the college parties. You know what this guy is? This is old school part two.
Wait,
guy,
you don't
my
find
blue.
Yeah, you don't blue. Find this
you're
to be inspirational? I think this is inspirational.
Yeah, just like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson and my boy Blue. You're my boy Blue.
You're my boy Blue.
That's Ray. Ray is Blue.
Yeah. Well, Blue doesn't make it.
Yeah. And if
spoiler, jeez.
Spoiler alert, Blue doesn't survive the movie.
No, we don't have to put spoiler alerts on movies that came out in 2001.
It's true. There's a waiting period.
No, 49 is too old. Don't you think, Greg, don't you think 49 is too old to be hanging out on a college football team?
Yes, there's no reason. Like, inspiration aside.
Oh, come
on.
Yeah,
there's no reason for anybody. I don't care if it's the
you
North Dakota
know why
College
Mason,
of Science
you know why,
and
You know why
literature.
Mason likes this story? Because he refuses. He's the world's oldest millennial. Yep. He refuses to admit that he's old. Right. So this guy is living Mason's dream. It's a 49-year-old in college.
I say it's never too late, John. Never too late.
Why don't you go to Pierce College and see if you can walk on as like a lineman?
Look, I'm not an
active. You're 202 now.
I'm not an active duty North Dakota Army National
you
Guard member. This guy
not
looks
too
like
late.
A badass.
You
this
just
guy
said,
looks like a badass.
Never too late. Go join. You should enroll in the National Guard this weekend.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, sure.
With your dark eyebrows and your gray hair and your seven screws and a pin in your foot, say, Uncle Sam, I'm here to defend the country. They'd throw you out as soon as they saw your medical report.
I would not clear the medical
17
report.
Screws in your foot or whatever
we're talking about medical. Bergman, I don't know if you know this, John, but Bergman has finally given up on Peloton.
Yep, it's done. It's
over. Did you sell it?
I haven't sold it yet, but I canceled everything today.
So you have no subscription.
No subscription.
So you
no
just, you're basically using the bike as a coat hanger at this point.
Well, it's absolutely a coat hanger at this point. But now I can sell it. So what I'm going to do, whoever
what are you
wants to take
for?
It over. If you want to take the payments off of
what
me,
what are you looking
that's
for,
it.
Greg?
Just take the payments off of me. That's
what
all
are
I
the
want.
Payments?
What's left?
It's like 68 bucks a month.
For how long?
for
like how much money am I?
20 years.
Not 20 years. It's probably another.
Is there like a personal seat license?
Let's see. Manage. I still have $1,448.48.
Oh my god! You
left.
Can buy one for
but,
less than that, dude.
But the it's $65.84 a month. You can just do that.
Yeah, but Greg,
just
I could go. I could go make payments for on a brand new one, and I don't have to get your old.
But it's barely been used.
Yeah, but what? What is the point of me buying your used one for the same price I could buy a new one at?
Because it's,
you're overpriced. You're like
yeah,
the guy,
you're overpriced because
you're getting it from me.
By the way,
you're,
Mace.
Yeah.
Speaking of overpriced, has Juan got you into selling OC yet?
I did watch a few episodes of Selling OC.
Okay.
What's the woman who's very?
I want to see how you phrase this.
Very.
She has
body,
tremendous upper body strength.
She's. I can't say that. I can't say that. She's.
She's just putting it out there.
The girls
basically,
are free a lot of the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, she's just putting it out there for all to see.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I did watch.
Okay,
some of that.
So, have you heard the latest scandal?
No, God, what is
all
it?
All right, so that girl's name is Alex.
Oh yeah, Alex.
The girl with the tremendous upper body strength.
Yeah, she's very boob forward.
Yes. She, then there's a really good-looking guy in there named Tyler.
Okay.
And Tyler and Alex work in the office together.
Mm-hmm.
Came out this. Tyler was married to Brittany Snow, the actress, the girl that was in Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Came out over the weekend. They're getting a divorce, and he was seen out canoodling with Alex.
Oh, not canoodling.
Canoodling with Alex and her forward, you know what?
You know it's serious when you're canoodling.
Exactly. Did you see the house that was for sale for $106 million? That had the skylight that opened in Laguna?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Oh, that's an incredible house.
Had a botanical garden?
Yeah, literally had a
bed. You got money, you should buy it.
Literally had a bed like in the middle of the room, then the roof of the bedroom opened.
Hell yeah, can you imagine?
It's like a football stadium.
Can you imagine the parties you could have in that house?
Oh, my God, damn.
Step it up, man. It's only $106
million. $106 million. Yeah, probably
Come on.
Probably not my speed at the moment. Probably not
Perfect.
My speed. Yeah, interest rates.
You'd hire Bergman to house sit for you. You could find an heiress.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
You got him around? You know one?
I can do your yard.
Greg, I told Greg during the break, Kim Kardashian just bought a $70 million house in Malibu. Mm. Bergman, slide into her DMs and you could be living there by the end of the week.
Me and the other 200 million followers that she has.
Exactly.
I'll be the one that she looks at.
Greg Bergman from ESPN LA.
You don't know
she's
me.
She's panning for gold, you and you're the nugget she's looking for.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, come on. What
Jewish
do you have that
there?
Pete Davidson, you know? Come on.
Well, probably
yeah,
a little.
Oh, there you go.
A few things different.
That's the answer. All right, coming up next for you, my favorite touchdown celebration from yesterday.
Oh, I bet you liked that.
And John Heyman said something that I couldn't possibly disagree with more.
Okay.
It's coming up for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is the meaning of the song, Jorge?
Yeah, this
what's
is
the
a,
meaning of the song?
Isn't
Fast
it,
and the Furious is coming out with
no,
number
I know
22.
That. Exactly. I know that. I know it's Fast and Furious. It was the Paul Walker song, but is there a reason you played it right now?
Yeah, because it's coming out soon.
You have no idea ridiculous. What you're talking about.
It just popped in on YouTube, man. What do you
That's
do?
Ridiculous.
Well, I always think of it. This is Charlie Puth played this song at Kobe's memorial.
Kobe's first game.
No,
the first game after Kobe passed away, not at the memorial.
Oh,
Beyonce
okay.
sang at the memorial. He sang at the they did that song, and Boyz II Men did the national anthem the first Lakers game
after
the Kobe tragedy.
Yeah. Was Wiz Khalifa there also, or is it just Charlie Puth?
Don't recall.
Wiz was there too. I think.
By the way, I like that
whole
Wiz.
That whole 2 weeks was
Wiz.
Like a
Would
fog
you name a kid
to me.
Wiz.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that name.
Nah, you don't want to do that. Not now.
So, would be rough on the kid.
Hey, Wiz.
That would be awful.
Hey, Wiz. What's up?
Where's Wiz?
Hey, man, you need new pants?
So.
That's ridiculous. Hey, Mace, we had this happen while you were gone.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Jorge, did I lose control here?
No, you should have.
I'm trying to play Momo's drop, but the thing didn't work.
Oh, I got it.
Right. Oh, God, the stuff that Momo says out of context. Yeah.
Fifth one down on the left,
I got it.
Greg.
All right, yeah, drop the deuce.
Yeah.
All right, drop the deuce.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I'm trying to figure out what context that came from.
What was the context?
Do you remember? Were we talking about Amber Heard? Is that?
I mean, that's the expression I always use for Amber Heard.
Tennis player who went to the restroom and then came back.
That's right. Oh, Mace, there was this tennis player. That they were doing an interview. Jorge, I don't know if you can find it. They were doing an interview, and the interviewer says to her, "Hey, you really played well after you went to the bathroom. What happened in there?" And the girl's like, "Well, I needed to go, and I was a lot lighter on my feet after I did it."
Or yeah, dropped a deuce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does anybody have great. Two better sound drafts than this?
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
Or I dropped a deuce.
Yeah. All right, here's the tennis player, Miss.
The bathroom was a good place to go because the both of you went in there and played pretty well after coming back. What did you tell yourself when you were in there?
It's more what I did.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I kind of needed to go. For sure I felt lighter. Sorry, that's disgusting.
I felt lighter.
Yeah.
Or I dropped a deuce.
Yeah.
So,
hey, what did John Heyman say that you didn't like?
Okay.
John Heyman's a really good baseball writer.
Great baseball writer. So this is what he tweeted. He's very into this Shohei Ohtani versus Aaron Judge thing.
Okay.
He says, and I think Judge is going to win, but I would vote for Ohtani.
Wait a minute. Not if Judge wins the Triple Crown. If Judge wins the Triple Crown, you'd vote for Ohtani? Judge is one percentage point behind winning the batting average to win the Triple Crown.
Yeah, it's tough to dispute. I know, but Ohtani does stuff that you just don't see anybody
in
do.
Games that don't matter.
But that's not his fault.
Of course it's not. But, I mean, if Judge carries the Yankees to the playoffs, he might be having one of the greatest seasons of all time.
So here's what I actually have the disagreement with John Heyman over. He says East Coast bias doesn't exist. If anything, there's a California bias. Now, what the hell is he talking about? He's saying things tilt towards the West. I have always felt there's a tremendous, tremendous East Coast bias that that teams out here have to deal with. Don't you?
100%. And I'll tell you this. If Derek Jeter was the shortstop for the Angels or the Dodgers, he would not have had the resume that he has. I mean, obviously, he went to a lot of World Series, and that's what made him like the king in New York. But Joe Namath threw more interceptions than touchdowns.
Right.
The reason Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame is Super Bowl III, and he played in New York.
Yep.
New York, Boston, there's been an East Coast bias for years, and it still exists.
And by the way, ESPN participates in it. And it's partly not our fault. I mean, you know, the USC game on Saturday started at 10:30 Eastern time.
And ended at about 2 in the morning.
Yeah, so nobody on the East Coast actually saw the game. It's a disadvantage in that way. I remember Mike Garrett used to tell me all that. He always complained when we were the station for USC football. And Garrett would always complain. He'd say, "You know what? I don't like that the West Coast scores go last." And it was a national sports center. But the West Coast schools were the final schools that actually they got to. So Garrett was always listening to that. And it's completely true. I don't know what Heyman's actually talking
about. Yeah, one of the reasons, and somebody should point this out to John, one of the reasons USC and UCLA are going to the Big Ten is because of East Coast bias. They know that they're going to get more attention playing against Penn State and, you know, Ohio State and Michigan. I mean, because you get buried out. I mean, part of it is they've had a couple of Bobos running the Pac-12.
Yes.
But the Pac-12 has always played little brother to what happens back east.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, the Pac-12 has sort of earned its reputation of being a weak conference.
Right.
It just hasn't been a good conference in a long time. And it's good that we've got potentially, you know, a super team or a big blazing USC team that has a chance to win out and go to the playoff. It's great for the conference. But when does that actually start? When does the Big Ten start for USC?
24.
24.
Fall of 24.
Two more seasons.
Yeah.
Two more seasons, yeah. I think it'll be fun. I can't wait to go to the Horseshoe in Columbus and watch USC play. That'll be awesome. All right, my favorite celebration from the day yesterday.
Yeah. John.
And it's not just because Alan Lazard is on my fantasy team and actually won the game for me. But when he scored on that Aaron Rodgers touchdown throw, did you see how they celebrated?
I did.
So Alan Lazard took the football and pretended like it's a, I don't know, like a chalice or a cup or something. And then everybody held their hands out. And he poured this imaginary stuff into their hands. They ate it, and then they all fell down because I guess he was simulating ayahuasca.
Right, which is what Aaron Rodgers takes. It's an hallucinogenic, which he says helps focus his mind. I think promoting ayahuasca is risky. I would not encourage people to do it.
Because, well, if it's your thing, it's your thing.
Well, and by the way, you know, supposedly people that have done it, I talked to a couple of people who have done it.
Yep.
It makes you super sick.
Oh, it does make you sick. That's part of the deal.
Right,
yeah.
But it's part of the cleanse. You know, yes. it gets all the toxins out of your body.
Yeah, I thought it was my favorite celebration. That was the best one yesterday.
I would imagine you would
it
like
was
that.
Very clever. Very clever.
All right, now coming up, we're going to play a game of games. You made what was the bet he made, Bergman? How much did he bet on himself to win
$10,000 he would win Game of Games.
And so far this month you have one, but it's not too late, Mace, because all this week we have games that are worth one, and then all next week we have games that are worth two.
Don't count me out.
No,
By the way, you have 40K on him losing Game of Games.
Yeah, I know. Because I've taken a healthy lead on him. I'm up 4-1. But coming up next, Mace has a chance because it's my game. So
yeah,
I cannot.
Is it my kind of game?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I would argue it might favor you.
Oh, good. I need that.
If I had to list favorites, I think because it has to do with movies.
Oh, okay.
So I think you've got a really good chance.
That's kind of my wheelhouse. Okay,
but
good.
But Jorge,
good.
Just for you, multiple choice.
Swag, baby.
There you go.
All right, coming up next for you is
and
Game
Cappy's
of Games.
Cappy's going to play.
I miss Cappy. We will do that coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time, and it is Ireland's game today. He has got a commanding lead on everybody in the month of September.
A lot of games left. 10 more games left in the month, though.
I got a shot. And joining us right now is Cappy from Shinano. And Cappy, what are you doing, man?
Love Boat is right. Hey, Mace, how you feeling, man?
I'm getting there. I mean, my voice is a little bit messed up, but you know what? I survived it. It was a little bit worse than I thought, but I'm okay now.
Hey, Mace, you know where Cap was this weekend?
Cleveland.
Yep.
I watched him. I saw in the Circle of Trust. He was in Cleveland. All the pictures from there.
That's right, man.
Very cool.
All right. Go ahead, Mace.
What was the occasion for going to Cleveland?
Twofold. My son plays for a small college, plays football for a small college in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, right.
Liberty University.
God bless him.
When I saw the head coach, whose name is Coach Wiley, he's from L.A., I told him, I go, hey, Coach, I watch your podcast every week. That's how I, you know, learn about what's going on with the team. He goes, you watch my podcast. He goes, anytime you mention us on the air on 710, my phone blows up because all my people are in L.A.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And they hear you mentioning
it. So his phone's about to blow up.
Right. So Saturday, my son played college football.
Yep.
And Sunday, my buddy's the offensive coordinator for the Browns, my college roommate. We went to see them play and we know about that disaster.
Yeah, you watch the Browns pull a Raiders and blow that game.
Right.
Okay, so this game is called Big Break. It's multiple choice. Okay. Every famous actor has to start somewhere. I'll describe a movie that gave a famous actor a big break. You tell me the actor. Here we go. Number one, this actor's film debut and first role ever saw him mutilated by Freddy Krueger in his bed while he was wearing a belly shirt in the classic Nightmare on Elm Street. Was it A, Ben Affleck, B, Johnny Depp, or C, Luke Perry? Jorge, Affleck, Depp, or Perry?
Perry.
Bergman.
Perry.
Cap.
I am going with the crowd here. I also think Luke Perry.
Mace.
I think I know this. I think it's Johnny Depp.
It is Johnny Depp, and Mason takes the lead. Yeah, that was Johnny Depp's first big movie.
Wow.
Okay, number two. In Critters 3.
Oh, I love that movie.
This actor plays Josh, who has a memorable scene as he watches the critters kill his stepdad.
Never seen it.
Was it A,
you're not alone,
Leonardo DiCaprio, B, Tobey Maguire, or C, Jake Gyllenhaal? Bergman, DiCaprio, Maguire, or Gyllenhaal?
Sounds like a Jake Gyllenhaal type role.
All right, Cap.
I feel like I was going to say Jake Gyllenhaal, but now I don't feel good about it, so I'm going to go in a different direction.
Why go different me?
Well, it's because last time we all got it wrong.
That's
together.
Fair. That's fair.
The other two choices were?
DiCaprio or Maguire?
I'm going Maguire.
Okay, Mace.
I'm going Maguire.
Jorge.
I'm going Toby.
Y'all missed it. It was Leonardo DiCaprio. And Mason still has the lead. All right. In The Social Network, Sean Parker, played by Justin Timberlake, picks up a college girl and has a one-night stand where he discovers the Facebook on her computer. That college girl is played by A, Amy Adams, B, Jennifer Lawrence, or C, Dakota Johnson. Cap.
Dakota Johnson.
Mace.
Adams,
Lawrence, or Johnson?
I'm going to say Lawrence.
Okay. Jorge.
Dakota Johnson.
Greg.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson is the right answer, and that means...
Yeah. We're all tied.
We're all tied at one apiece.
Did everybody know that, or were you just guessing?
I just guessed. Just
okay. No, I knew it wasn't the other two.
Yeah.
All right. In the original Coming to America, some of the scenes are shot in a barber shop in Queens. Mm-hmm. One of the kids getting a haircut in the barber shop was A, Cuba Gooding Jr., B, Jamie Foxx, or C, Martin Lawrence. This person is credited as boy in barbershop chair. and it is Mace first.
What was number one?
Cuba Gooding Jr., Jamie Foxx, or Martin Lawrence?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Jorge.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Greg.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cap.
Cuba.
Yep. Do you guys all know that one?
Yeah, sure, I knew that. No.
Yeah, I did that.
Knew that one.
I was just purely guessing.
Mm-hmm. Liar.
All right.
Swag.
Okay. Lit. In the movie The Big Chill, an all-star cast gathers for the funeral of their friend Alex, who was supposed to appear in a series of flashbacks before all of his scenes were cut. The only time you see him is when they're preparing his dead body for the funeral service. Who was cast to play Alex? Was it A, George Clooney, B, Dennis Quaid, or C, Kevin Costner? Clooney, Quaid, or Costner, Jorge?
Quaid.
Bergman.
Clooney.
Cap.
Clooney.
Mace.
And the right answer is Kevin Costner.
Is right. Steve Mason knew that one.
Wow.
It was Kevin Costner. It was his first big movie. They cut all of his scenes.
Wow. So all you ever see of him is a wrist with stitches across it.
Yeah, which and then he went on to become a huge movie star. Okay, I've got three more. And a tiebreaker if we need
it. I'm on the right track here, okay.
All right, Mace, you have a 3-2 lead over everybody else. In the movie Mystic Pizza, starring Julia Roberts, this now famous actor plays Steamer, the younger brother of the guy Roberts is dating. Was it A, Ethan Hawke, B, Keanu Reeves, or C, Matt Damon? Hawke, Reeves, or Damon? Mace, you're up first.
I'm going to try Ethan Hawke.
Okay. Jorge. Hawke, Reeves, or Damon? You're Hawke. Going Hawke. Bergman.
Let's go. I'll go with the crowd, Hawke.
No, I'm going to go against the crowd here just because
I
got to try and.
Point.
That's the right play.
Yeah. So
was this the last one?
No. Okay. But, you need Reeves or Damon, Cap?
I'm going to go with Reeves.
Should have gone Damon. It was Matt Damon.
Oh, wow, it's Matt Damon. Mason, nobody got it.
Yeah, and Mason hangs in with his one-shot lead. All right, two more, Mace.
Okay.
In the movie Carbon Copy, it's a comedy about a white business executive who discovers he has a black son.
Yep.
Who plays the son? Is it A, Denzel Washington, B, Eddie Murphy, or C, Will Smith? Jorge.
Denzel.
Bergman.
Let's go with Will Smith.
Cap.
Denzel.
Mace.
Denzel.
Denzel is the right answer. Okay. So Bergman's down to two. Mason has four. Cap and Jorge, three each. Now, this is the last one. I'll make Mason go first. Aww. If Mason gets it, he wins it. That's my hint to tell you three knuckleheads, not go the other way.
Well, we know all how the game's played. Maybe not Jorge.
All right.
I think that the three of us all needed the advice.
Yes. Here we go. Brooke Shields was the star of Endless Love, a movie that gave small roles to both James Spader and Ian Ziering.
I didn't know that.
It also starred this actor as Billy, a friend of the main character who gives him an idea. Was it A, Sean Penn, B, Tom Cruise, or C, Matthew Broderick? Mace, Penn, Cruise, or Broderick?
I'm going to try Tom Cruise.
Okay, Jorge.
Who did he say, Tom Cruise?
He said Cruise, so it leaves you Penn or Broderick.
Yeah, Penn.
Bergman.
Yeah, Broderick.
Cap.
I'm trying to remember the movie.
Penn or Broderick?
I'm going to go Broderick.
The answer is Tom Cruise.
Yeah!
And Steve Mason gets a much-needed win.
I knew that, by the way.
You did know that Tom Cruise was in Endless Love?
I did, yeah. In fact, you know, what's weird about Cruise is he made that movie Taps. Do you remember the movie
Taps? Yeah, I remember Taps.
And
yeah.
Sean Penn and Timothy Hutton were in that movie.
Yeah. So he was an extra in Taps, and the director looked at him and said, no, we've got to create a role for you, and they did. That's how Tom Cruise got his break. And then his second movie was Endless Love.
Oh, I didn't know this.
So right. That was the beginning
here's
of his career.
Here's the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay.
The great Samuel L. Jackson got one of his first big breaks as the holdup man robbing McDowell's in Coming to America.
Right.
Remember, who is this? Blankety blank.
Yep.
According to IMDb, how many total acting credits does Samuel L. Jackson have?
Oh, my God.
How many movies and TV shows has he appeared in? Closest without going over, Mace.
I'll say 250.
Jorge.
I'll say, 251.
Okay. Bergman.
One.
Cap.
Two.
Oh, you jerk.
The winner. Is Scott Kaplan. The answer,
oh, man.
The answer is 202.
202.
Yeah, 202. So you weren't that far off, Mace.
Samuel
How dare Jackson you. Has 202 acting credits.
He is in everything. And by the way, everything that is big. He's got the Avengers. He's got Star Wars. He's done every big movie there
I
is.
I think if you take total box office receipts since he appeared in the Star Wars franchise,
yep.
He has made his movies have made more money. He, for a long time, that was Harrison Ford.
Right.
But now, because Samuel L. Jackson jumped into the Star Wars franchise, it's him. It's Samuel Jackson's movies have made more box office money than any actor alive today.
Let me ask you a question. Right. Since you
Hang on 1 second,
yeah.
Cappy.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody that Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you have got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
And Cap, before you ask your question, let's hit the stager.
ESPN AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Cap to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins!
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
You are the ass man.
Yes, we had an ass man segment today. And joining us right now is George Sedano. Hi, George.
Hey.
Hey, Sedano.
And Cap, you started to ask a question, and then we told you to hold it. What did you want to ask?
I want to ask this question. Since you are friends now with Sam Jackson.
Right.
Do you guys, does Samuel L. Jackson ever say to you at the golf course, like, hey, Ireland, I heard you yesterday on the radio talking about this. Has he ever commented? You know all of his movies. He knows you know all of his movies.
Yeah.
Has he ever commented that he's heard something on the radio?
Never. He makes...
Could be not more oblivious.
Yeah, he makes fun of me for being the Laker announcer because he's a Spurs fan.
Uh-huh.
But he is. One of his best friends is Magic Johnson, who he goes on a trip with every year. They go over to Italy and cruise around on a boat. They go to Sardinia and Capri and Italy and everything else. And he told me a great story. He said one day they're on Capri, the island of Capri, and they stop to get ice cream, and they're walking down the street, and some Italian paparazzi guy takes a picture of him. And the next day in the paper, it says, Danny Glover and Lawrence Fishburne vacationing in Italy. And Sam goes, Magic is 6'9", and one of the most recognizable people on the planet, and so am I. And the best they could do is Lawrence Fishburne and Danny Glover.
That's crazy.
You kidding me?
That's hilarious.
But he screwed up. Sam had back surgery, so he hasn't played golf in a long time.
But that does kind of suck, though. Like that, you know, you're like, hey, Sam.
No, it doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck?
You love that.
What?
That is, listen, and it's why we love you. You want the famous person to acknowledge they listen to you on
Correct.
The radio.
Mm-hmm. Exactly yes. right.
Mason is kind of that way, too, I feel like.
I am, yeah. I mean, I've run into famous people that listen to the show.
I mean, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Cranston does. I mean, there are people that do that we know, and Cappy, do you have anybody
O'Shea?
Famous listening?
Yeah.
O'Shea is good.
O'Shea listens to the whole station, though, to his
okay,
credit.
I think Sam,
yes, he does.
I think Sam is the answer
and
to
Freddie.
This question.
And Freddie, yeah.
And I'm curious what the answer is for everybody. You're going to have a good one, Sedona.
What's that?
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Ooh.
See, it used to be Kobe. Mm-hmm. Is Pat Riley in your phone?
He is.
Okay, so that's
nice.
A good one. You may have a better one than that.
I'm trying to think.
Cap? The most famous Cranston could be Mason's.
Yeah, I think Cranston's mine.
Cappy, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a good question. Because all mine are going to be lame. They're all going to be like football player guys.
Not necessarily.
It's going to be lame.
No. Is Al Michaels in your phone?
He is.
Al
okay,
Michaels?
That's
is
a good,
good
one.
Okay,
yeah.
Al Michaels is. That is a good
well,
one.
Well, that's huge.
Al Michaels is not in my phone. I know his daughter, but she's not in my phone either. So apparently I don't know very well.
Yeah, but I was thinking like outside of sports and sports broadcasting and players. You know, I was thinking, like, I want to have Samuel L. Jackson in my
Like, you want so Jennifer Aniston.
Who's more famous,
right.
Pat Riley or Charles Barkley?
I'd say Charles Barkley.
It's very close.
It is very close.
It depends on your age.
Okay. Because I've got both.
Okay. I have, mine is either, it was Kobe.
Okay.
Now it's either Sam, Shaq, or James Worthy. It's one of those three.
Mine is Kelvin Washington from Channel 1.
Oh, Kelvin Washington. Nice. I got Kelvin, too. Nice.
Yeah, he texted me the other day when we had Michael on from Hawaii talking about the Laker reunion. Boy, have you guys seen the pictures from that?
Yeah, they're great.
So,
looks like the trip of a lifetime.
I saw the video Magic posted where Coach Riley is out there, you know,
working
doing
out.
Practice.
Yeah.
Did you see the one where they're all singing?
Yes,
Sunshine and Rain, and they're basically like the Temptations.
So funny story about this whole Magic Johnson trip, right? We all were giving Michael a hard time about, are you going to go? Or
he
you
didn't
want
to go, right. And Riley and Magic called him and guilted into it. And it's when Riley agreed to pick him up in his plane
now,
that Michael
now,
said he would go.
Does this, I don't know if this is still his number.
Okay.
But is Pitbull more famous than Charles Barkley?
No.
You have Pitbull,
I disagree.
Mr.
I think
Worldwide?
Pitbull, I think Pitbull is.
I don't know if it's I haven't used this number
let me ask
in
you a, question.
A decade.
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you if it works or not. You ready?
Yeah.
Does it start with a 305?
Let me hold on.
Well, he's from Miami.
How do you
of
how do
he's
you
Mr.
know?
305.
Yeah, it's Mr. 305.
Okay, well, no, I'm
it
saying
does
like,
start with a 305.
But that's what I'm saying, that if all of a sudden he had a different number that didn't start with a 305 because he's a 305 boy.
Yeah. It does start with a 305.
Okay, so that might still work.
All right, so did
Let's see. Jimmy Kimmel. How about Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel's good.
That's a very good one.
Oh, I do have A-Rod's number. That's your largest text.
Oh,
God.
I looked on my phone. You've got the celebrity phone.
I looked at my phone, and the first letter that comes up, obviously, is A, and the first name that comes up is Stephen A. Smith.
That's a good one.
Stephen A. is good.
That's okay. Everybody's got that one. Laura had to remind me about A-Rod just now. Now, A-Rod also jumped up a lot of notches in the famous meter after the whole, you know, dating J-Lo, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you hear this weird exchange? Cap, I'm going to do your favorite thing.
Oh,
I'm going to
play when you play
something.
Sound. Nice.
Mace, when you were gone, I was chastised by Sedano and Cap for two things.
Oh, yeah. Mace, you would love
up,
this.
Bringing up anything serious.
Like hardcore,
crosstalk,
like serious right? stuff.
And playing things for Cap to react to. He doesn't like it.
No, I do like it.
Mason.
Yes.
What do you say our coming up on our show, what do you always say is happening?
I say, coming up, a lot of goofiness.
Right. Stupidity, correct?
Stupidity,
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So I asked them about Robert Sarver while you were gone, and they
killed him. For 3 days.
Yeah. Nobody wants to talk about Robert Sarver anymore.
I mean, even Bergman looked like he was going to just, you know, run out of the room.
But listen to this exchange between Molly and Stephen A. Smith.
Okay. Talking about pronouncing names, let's do a thought experiment. Could you pronounce my last name for the audience?
Kieran.
No, it's not Kieran. It's Karam.
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 Ain't that what I just said, Karam?
It's okay. We've only worked together like 7 years. It's fine. I just want to make sure not offended because we've only been working together for this many years and you still don't know how to say my last name.
You know what?
Not only have I always thought her name was pronounced Kieran, I heard other people at ESPN call her that.
Yeah, I thought it was Karam.
Yeah, no. I mean, I knew it wasn't. I knew it was Karam, I've worked with her directly a ton of times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I could see where people would think it's Karam, though. I mean,
Because Stephen A. keeps calling her that.
Well, and he must know. He's not the only one. But, I think that's one of those names that gets, you know, but it's on her to just kind of, like, tell people, hey, it's Karam.
All right. Hey, listen, something happened today.
What happened?
And Juan texted me and said, why haven't you put it on the air yet? Because he's listening from the next room.
Oh.
Okay.
So I have got a...
Now,
like
wait. When you say he's listening from the next room, is he listening to you, like, listening to you through the wall? Or is he listening, like, on the app?
Me through the wall. He hasn't downloaded the amazing ESPN
app. I mean, come on, Juan. What are you waiting for?
Yet another famous person not listening.
So I am sitting in this desk chair. And you know how Ireland... I get... really worked up during a show, like gesticulating and wild, all that stuff. So I'm in my chair. It just broke, and I fell on my ass. It was right during a segment.
Oh, that's great.
Ireland, you would have loved it. There was a big crash. If you were to listen to the show carefully, there was a really big crash. I tweeted out a picture of the chair. I just busted the thing up.
I fell on my ass. I thought you were losing weight.
I am losing weight. It was just kind of twisted and weird, and I was in a weird spot, and I busted the chair.
And
fell. No surprise.
Well, I mean.
Now, are you still sick?
I'm tested negative, but I still have, like, you know, voice and whatever.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I tested out
good
on Friday night, which means I can come back to the studio.
By the way, Mace,
Thursday.
You getting COVID ruined my... I have another friend, my buddy Eric, who I play golf with, is like you, and he's a big weed guy.
Yes.
And you're a big weed guy. And my theory was...
It's all gone.
You two were the last holdouts who didn't get COVID. He got it about a month ago, and now you got it. For whatever strain of COVID this is...
It gets through the weed?
Yeah.
It's weed resistant.
The weed thing does not work. Oh, I'm looking at your picture.
Yeah,
now.
This is a serious break.
Yeah, you got... Hey, fatty, go ahead. Have a salad every
once
in a while.
I crushed that chair.
Damn.
That is brutal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
So how? What did you do after you broke the chair? Then what?
I stood up and kept talking.
Are you kidding me? Are you standing now?
I'm standing up. This is the thing about me that nobody gets. I'm a gamer. I mean, I am a gamer.
Right.
You need somebody to come
you
out and play. I am your guy.
Gamer.
And if I'm hurt, I'm going to just spit in dirt and rub it, and I'm right back in.
Okay,
I'm a gamer.
So,
other than not working last week.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
Home.
You took all last week off.
Yeah, why didn't you work from home?
I was really here's the thing about, I didn't really go into this, but it was pretty bad.
Oh, well,
It was way worse than I thought it was going to
be. I look back on me working from home for a week with COVID, and I'm taking Mason's lead from now on. If I get it again, I'm out.
Yeah. You should. I mean, I was in bed for 4 solid days. Juan got it, and it wasn't that serious. Like, he had the sniffles and a little cough and stuff, but, I mean, I was down.
Yeah, everybody gets it differently.
Mace, I want to know this. So here you are. You've got COVID. You're going to miss the entire week of shows.
Yeah. Yes, last week, yep.
Of all the folks who work here at the station,
yes,
is there anybody, were people reaching out to you to check on you?
Interesting question.
Was there anybody that, like, like maybe like 9 of 10 people reached out and one person did not. So I'm just wondering who did, who didn't. Maybe go with the didn'ts then.
Okay, the didn't.
Yep, the did nots.
Yeah.
You guys all good.
We all
Laura,
I didn't. I don't think.
John Ireland did not text me.
Right.
No.
And Chris Morales did not text me. I think I heard from everybody else.
Oh, wow. So are you going to do the you lost a friend to Chris Morales again?
No, or? No. He's a snake. I mean, he's our snake.
It's his birthday. You got to be nice.
It's his birthday.
To
happy birthday, snake.
Wait, but John, why the feeling of not reaching out at all?
Mason takes so many days off that when he does, I just automatically assume it's going to last a while.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, Bergman laughed at this. When he said he had COVID, I go, book fill in host for this week and the beginning of next week. And Greg said, no, he's going to come back Thursday. And I said, I'll bet you anything. He doesn't.
Well, Greg
come back
Greg kind of talked me out of going back. I was going to go back on Friday.
I did too when he came back Friday, but he said you didn't feel good.
I did. Felt
so
like
had it gone into another week, I would have texted.
Okay,
but
honest.
I thought it was a week.
Okay, but everybody, be honest. Okay,
yep.
be brutally honest.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many people actually questioned whether or not Mason really did have COVID?
No, I believed it.
Okay, so there's one. There's one.
I didn't think you would lie. About
okay,
it.
Wouldn't lie
you,
to it.
You think I would lie about COVID?
No,
it was real.
Okay, everybody. Okay. Really okay.
Did you think he was lying?
No, but there was a part of me that was like, did he need another week off and he can't get it right now?
But no,
what?
Mason doesn't lie about taking time off. He just takes it off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't lie about COVID.
Yeah, no. And seriously, guys, I was sick.
Wow.
I mean,
I thought, the question.
I am a little offended by the question. I wouldn't make up fake COVID. But it was worse. It was definitely worse than I thought it was going to be.
I'm glad you wouldn't make up fake COVID. Have you heard of Cappy's fake Mario?
No. What is his fake Mario? Oh, he does an impression
yes.
of Mario?
Right, yeah. Right.
He does a fake Mario. We had a fake Mario actually go at it with real Mario.
Last
week. Nice.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Mario Ruiz?
Give him the fake Mario.
Right.
Go ahead.
Like last week, it was like, the LAFC is in Minnesota to take on, what's the name of their team, you know?
The Minnesota United.
Yeah, them.
Your cadence is good.
I'm working on it right now on 710.
710. He does do 710.
Yeah. His your cadence is right on.
I'm getting there.
I was watching backstage Dodgers, I guess, last night, and I thought, you know, because the narrator's always like, meanwhile, so and so is doing, you know, and I'm like, I would love to voice the backstage Dodgers.
Would you do it as well as you did when you and Ireland tried to do that nature show that one time?
That nature show, I'm telling you,
that show was brilliant.
A big hit.
The nature show was bomb.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to voice? I would like to voice HBO's Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Liev Schreiber,
right. Yeah.
And I love him as Ray Donovan. I don't understand him as the narrator on Hard Knocks. So I want to be the narrator on Hard Knocks. So if Liev decides to leave, if that happens, that's what I want to jump in.
That's what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah, the Mario impression is brilliant.
It's getting there.
It really is. You got to keep working
there.
On that.
Definitely getting there.
7-10.
Yeah. I saw him. He had some social media posts this week. He's like, I'm going to Triple G and Canelo in Las Vegas.
He doesn't talk like that when he's just talking about stuff.
No, when he talks, he's like a normal. It's when he's an announcer that
Mario,
he does that stuff.
Mario is not only one of the nicest dudes here and very talented, but like he's got the hookups too. So a couple years ago, right before the pandemic, Kelly and I went to the Forum to go see Elton John. She wanted to see Elton John. So we got tickets to go see Elton John. And Mario's like, oh, do you want to go to the Forum Club? I'm like, oh, I've never been. Mario got us hooked up on the list to go to the Forum
Club. Wow. Nice.
Mario knows people.
Mm-hmm.
Mario, I think, is one of the coolest people at the station.
Yes, no question.
Like, he is super.
He is very cool. There's no question about it. He would be cool even outside of this place, but there's not a lot of cool people here, let's be honest.
No, we are not cool. I'm definitely not cool. Ireland, do you think you're cool?
Oh, God, no.
Sonato,
I'm the opposite of cool.
No, I'm not cool. Used to be cool. I'm 45 now. I'm no longer cool.
Yeah, cool is a phase I went through.
I still think I'm cool.
I'm not sure
Good
you went
you,
through a cool
Cappy.
Phase, Mace.
I did go through a cool phase.
No, I feel
when
like
were
I'm,
you cool?
I still feel like I'm pretty cool.
I was cool in like 80, no, 97.
Didn't you have a mullet in 97?
No, 97, I was doing that show with you, the morning TV.
Oh, we were described by a media critic in Arkansas as physically flawless.
Physically flawless.
Wait,
yeah.
Really? Where was this?
We did this show on Fox Sports West 2, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, my
anymore.
God. Fox Sports West 2?
What was yeah, it? Yeah, it's like, it was a morning show. It's when you and Billy Ray took over for us.
Yeah.
We did this thing called a triple cast. Uh-huh. We were on 690, yep. We were on 1150, and we were on Fox Sports West 2.
I remember,
2.
Yeah.
So we did this TV show, and so they put it on every Fox
affiliate
in the country.
Yeah.
And so we would get, people would send us this stuff, and this guy goes, here's a review of this big show with Mason and Ireland. And, you know, the first thing you notice is the two physically flawless hosts.
Wow.
Steve yeah. and John.
Love
and
so that guy.
Every time we looked goofy, the director would freeze it and put physically flawless in quote for like the next.
Cappy, how's your diet going?
Well, it was going exceptional, as a matter of fact, until I went to Cleveland this past weekend. And here's what I noticed. My friends that live in Cleveland and Pittsburgh, they're really fat.
Yeah, right? they're thick back there.
Yeah, and so for me, like I was less fatter than them, and so I was like, oh, I can just keep eating whatever I want to eat. And now I am like disgusted with myself, so I'm back on it this week.
You're physically flawless. Well, since Sedano brought it up, we use any excuse to play this. Here's Mason and I on a show that we still believe in that should be picked up and put on a network.
Nat Geo
Nature Zone, Mason and I breaking down a fight between, I think this is a polar bear and a walrus. Hit it, Laura.
Fence. They got thick skin. They got big rolls. They got imposing tusks. This is going to be a fun one today.
And there he is, the polar bear, stalking his prey. He's got a lot of walruses to choose from, Steve.
And look at these walruses. They are geared up and loaded for bear.
There's got to be close to 100 walruses out there. And I don't see any support for the polar bear. He's going ISO.
Yeah, and at this point, you're looking at some last-minute roster additions to this herd, and that is a lot of meat up front.
Moving in, will he approach head-on? He's looking. There he goes. It looks like the polar bear is trying to clamp on there, and what he wants to do is stay away from the tusk, right?
The tusks. If you go in low, you're going to get two tusks in the back of the head, and right there, he's in danger.
Now, come on.
This polar bear is going to have to approach
from
behind.
Who would not watch that show?
I'd watch it.
What I love about it is, John, the way you look over at Mace and go, right? As if he's like some kind of expert.
Animal expert.
For the purposes of that demo, he was my animal expert.
Right. He's your analyst.
That was fun.
You know
what?
Mason was excellent with the telestrator, too. He would say, look at this guy. Look at this guy. It was great.
It was a great concept. I don't know why I didn't go. By the way, Sedano, I saw you were in Denver.
I was in Denver.
That was a beautiful football game, huh? That Nathaniel Hackett really knows what he's doing. 5-4-3-2-1.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you something. I have been to a lot of football games over the years, a lot of season openers from college and pro. I have never seen a fan base turn on a coach so quickly like they did.
Yeah. Too.
Yo, it was the home opener
for
them. They were booing him in the first quarter. It was crazy.
Well, this dude is obviously over his skis, but they're not going to fire him because it's his first year. I thought the first coach to be fired was an absolute lock that it would be Mike McCarthy.
No.
I now think it's
Hackett.
No. I don't think they can fire him in his first
year. You think they'll fire Nathaniel Hackett so quick?
I think it's going to be Frank Reich, Cap.
Well, when you get smoked, you get shut out by the Jacksonville Jaguars. When people were going, the Colts are kind of a sneaky play in the AFC.
Oh, yeah. Matt Ryan, Matty Ice.
Wow. Well, that was bad.
I've actually got the Jags this week. I'm doing the Chargers Jags on ESPN Radio this week. So that could be a sneaky good game.
You might not have Justin Herbert.
Is that here or there?
It's here. I was told that that injury is more day-to-day because it's the cartilage, not the actual rib.
All right. Yeah, that was pretty serious. So stay
that
away
was
from
serious.
That serious
that's
injury.
A serious topic.
It's
Overreaction Monday. That's
Overreaction Monday. Hey, Cappy, go ahead and read that thing that we're supposed to read at this time.
I'm going to read it. It's Super Crosstalk, and it's brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long.
On the way, lots of stupidity with Sedano and Cappy. We're back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.